This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A spicy meatball. great motion pictures, I think. Family viewing and America speaking. Don't you think that these movies are
my
family
movies? I saw Mamma Mia on Broadway and absolutely fell in love with it. So I was so excited when they were bringing it to the big screen. And then, of course, when you put Meryl Streep in it, who is iconic, and Amanda Seyfried, so good. The sequel was enjoyable too, but it was nothing like the first one.
The fathers, the three potential fathers, anyway, Pierce Brosnan's singing is hysterical. it just is. So something to look forward to because they're doing another one, as it turns out. All right, the big game. We're not supposed to call it the Super Bowl because we didn't pay a license fee, but let them come chase me around.
Well, I think it's only if we're doing something where we're making money off of it. Like if we were to have a contest where there's sponsors or something, we would have to say the big game over the Super Bowl. But if we're just speaking about it, I think it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Is the final playoffs are this weekend?
This weekend.
Isn't Detroit is unexpected. They're in it. And who's the other team? There's four teams that are left, right?
Yes, I'm not mistaken. I'm totally blanking now. It's the Chiefs. It's the Lions. Yeah. It is. I'm totally blanking.
Yeah, I'm too.
There are two more teams.
I just happened to be looking. I was someplace where the game was being played on Sunday afternoon. The Detroit. Where the heck was I?
Mm-hmm. The Ravens. The Ravens and the Niners.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, after that is decided this next weekend and the game is the second Sunday of February. I don't claim to be an expert or people say, you don't know what you're talking about. Why are you talking about it? I can stumble through stuff as well as the next person. And it's because a part of Americana, it doesn't mean that I have to like it or enjoy it or involve myself in it. There are a lot of things that I know a lot about, and we talk about those most of the time. But because football is such an important part, much to my chagrin, of Americana, because it's so dangerous. Anyway, the teams that are going to make up the roster on the big game, it's February 11th, by the way. There still is a little bit of deciding to do, obviously, as Jay and I were just talking about. But then when you get down to the nitty-gritty about why some people get involved, it has nothing to do with football. It has to do with food. Chips, salsa, there you go. Appetizers. Some people really go all out like it was Thanksgiving or Christmas, making up all kinds of things, right, that are a part of what people like to celebrate.
And some people won't make anything. They'll just straight up order pizza and chicken wings and breadsticks and have those delivered too. And there's nothing wrong with any of it. It's good to eat.
Yeah. So maybe one of the things that we can do on our forum, which is easily attainable, all of our social media handles, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, whether it's Twitter. I'm advocating for Reddit at some point in time. I haven't gotten... that has not received the J stamp of approval.
For blogging? If you want to write some blogs, go for it. We'll get on Reddit.
Anyway, share your recipe with us at Good Day Networks for something that's unusual, right? If you have a photo of what it is that you're cooking or that you've made in the past or some recipe, that would be good. That would be a thing.
Everybody has that one thing that people always request them to bring to any function, whether it's a special dip or a special dessert. My friend makes a secret recipe at Rice Krispie Treats. I don't even like Rice Krispie Treats. I don't know what she puts in hers. It is very, very secret, this recipe, but it is... I can't even describe it. It's just plain Rice Krispie Treats, and they are so addicting. They are so good.
Marshmallows and Rice Krispies together? That's kind of an that's an old treat, too, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's something additional that she does or some way that she layers things. I do not know because she will not. Like, that recipe will die with her.
good for her. All right, here's some good news for a Michigan fellow who won $200,000 in the Powerball lottery using his children's birthdays as numbers. I think this is something a lot of people do. I did it for a long time with my children's birthday numbers. So this guy, $150,000 after you cash in and you take out all the stuff that has to be taken out. He matched. His name is James Allen. He picked a combination of his children's birthday numbers as his numbers. He went to sleep thinking he had matched four numbers and had won $50,000. But, as luck would have it, the next day, that number quadrupled because he had unknowingly matched the Powerball number. How about that? So he knew he'd won $50,000, but when he woke up, he'd won $200,000. So there you go.
That's
kind
awesome.
Of a cool thing. Yeah, it is. It's a nice present. It's a nice, cool way. The numbers are back up there again now, I think. Aren't they into the hundreds of millions for both Powerball Powerball and Mega Millions.
Yeah. Deck, do you, when you play the lottery, do you pick the same numbers each time, or do you do the auto picks?
It depends on what time I have. If I'm in a hurry, I just take a quick pick. And then it's because it's good therapeutically, for me anyway. I think it's cool to just think about all the good things you can do with it as the whole process goes through. What do you do?
I do one of each. So I will do a ticket with the quick picks, and then I'll do a ticket with, well, sometimes I'll do two tickets where I pick the numbers, and I'll pick our favorite numbers that my husband and I always use for everything. And then other times I'll pick numbers that just pop into my head. I've not been successful on any of those three options, but that's
well, it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun to do that. All right, let's move down to Memphis, where residents now are boiling water. The ice has made a mess of the delivery system, so now Memphis has been what? As you look back at where you used to live, right? Boiling water. This happened before.
Memphis is on day four of their boil water notice. I think they're four or five now. But it's been going on for quite some time with that ice that hit Arkansas and Missouri traveling through.
Yep. So the pipes broke. This is not only in Memphis, but there are problems in Arkansas, Missouri as well. So the advisory went out. 600,000 people are in this system. So they should boil, and they have been boiling, whether you're drinking the water, brushing your teeth with the water, preparing food with the water. The system and the broken water mains allow a lot of different stuff to contaminate the water supply. Now, that's not to say it is contaminated. This is best practices. It makes good sense to do it. Right?
There could be harmful bacteria in it, and it's kind of one of those things, why risk it? But this is also kind of on the same page, but whenever there is, and I feel like we don't talk about the preparedness side of things enough, like this is more of the after effect of, okay, boil water, but whenever you know that there is a storm coming, whether it is a thunderstorm or an ice storm or a big blizzard or something, fill your bathtubs. Always fill your bathtubs with water, because if something happens and the water supply is completely gone, you at least have that water that you can then boil and continue to use.
Yeah. Yep. There's a lot of that. We've been talking about this weather thing for a week because it's been a national story and it's affected the lives of most everybody one way or another. 75 people have died in the snow and the ice crashes, that sort of thing. At one point in time or another, 10 million people had lost their power because of rolling blackouts. And it just, you know, this is what happens this time of year. And what it does is point to the inadequacy of our power system, the power grid, where the wires are all above ground because the power companies don't want to spend the money. It doesn't go to their bottom line. So we just keep fixing. We inconvenience our users. The power lines go down because the tree limbs fall on top of them because there are a lot of dead trees along the roads everywhere. And so people sometimes go without power for 4 hours or 4 days or whatever it is. It's a national disgrace, actually. The way our power grid operates, it's just, it's ridiculous. And we have, because they're, you know, I understand the profit motive and I'm for it. But the CEOs of these companies are paid on the stock value. So the more you spend, the less the bottom line, you don't get the profits to the bottom line, so therefore the stock price is not as valuable. Therefore, you have to suffer because the water main breaks or the power line's broken or whatever happens. So, anyway, you know that there are over 100 communities still in America that have lead-based pipes delivering the water, lead pipes that have been in the ground for well over 100 years.
Awful, and, unacceptable.
We just got it, in the last 10, 12 years, we got it fixed or addressed here in Framingham. And you know what they did? I found out when we were putting the water mains into our development, what they did was they shut the water main. They put most every community has two water mains, like a 16-inch main and an 8-inch main. And the 8-inch mains are usually the ones that are lead-lined. So they have taken in most every street, again, in old neighborhoods, it's not in new neighborhoods, obviously, but in the older neighborhoods where the pipes have been in the ground for 80, 90, 100 years, they managed to do like a roto-rooter, and they got out all of the rust and the lead and everything, and then they lined the pipes with cement. It really, I never knew that happened until we were looking at the road, at the pipes in the road, and seeing, I said, well, what happened here? So it was explained to me how that was done. It really, it's very interesting how it's done. But you're doing one of the things that I agree with some people who are always yelling, the sky is falling, is lead has no place in the water supply at all. So if you've got lead pipes, you need to get them out. It's 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's now 23 after the hour here on the Good Day program. Social media time in this hour. Each hour in this portion of the program, we dig around into social media, a lot of the gossipy things that are trending about celebrities and that sort of thing. But I also like to dig into the technology, the social media comings and goings, that are not necessarily personal, like this video of a fast food prank that has triggered a lot of backlash, Jay. There are a lot of silly things that are online. People post them to get attention for themselves or whatever it is. 15 minutes of fame, etc.
Yeah, and then everybody jumps on the trend. And
right.
You can just Google water spill challenge in the car and a slew of videos pop up.
So here's another example. A clip posted on a subreddit site showed a man riding in the back of his car with dozens of Burger King drinks stacked in front of him. The drinks spilled as soon as the driver jerked the car back and forth, creating a wet mess and certainly a lot of trash. So a caption posted above the video read, "Anyone else pissed by the amount of unnecessary waste generated for a funny video?" And I yeah, I mean, you were talking about the water spill challenge, that sort of thing.
Well, especially when people like this, they go to a fast food restaurant, they're getting those disposable cups, but they're getting a lot of them. That is somebody who had to stop doing their job, basically, to serve the customer a bunch of waters, which are fast food restaurants charging for water now?
No. I don't know. I don't go to a fast food restaurant, but I wouldn't have thought so.
They don't, no.
They don't.
No.
They still don't? Okay.
James says they don't.
So it's one of those things of, like, the person, like, they're not even making any money off of it. They're losing money. They're losing time because they have to fill this order of a whole bunch of water cups. And then it's just, and those cups, by the way, a lot of people will recycle them. They're not recyclable. Where they go to be recycled, they don't have the equipment because there's that thin plastic that's on the cup that sometimes they can't do. Uh-huh. So then they end up you may recycle something, but it doesn't mean that's actually being recycled. A lot of times the stuff you recycle ends up going into the trash anyway.
Look at the comments, though, of the disgusted people, quote, "Stop watching, they'll stop doing. It's a business selling clicks." Yeah. Here's somebody else posted, "Get a job and stop making stupid videos." A lot of funny videos involve a lot of unnecessary waste. Yep. So there are good applicable comments. We posted, and I made reference to this earlier on the program, Jay posted it wasn't really a question, it was a request for you to ask us anything. And I've been reading some of these things. There are a lot of posts that are there. You can find it at gooddayshow.com or any of our social media, Good Day Networks, et cetera, et cetera. Here's a fellow named Sam who writes, and again, this is ask us a question, make a comment about anything that is important. So Sam writes about democracy. He writes, for many years, those who favor unlimited centralized government have constantly told people that the U.S. is a democracy and that right-wing extremists want to destroy it. This is a lie. I do admit that part of the problem is there's always been ambiguity in the use of the word democracy. If it means rule by the people or the majority at the moment, then the U.S. was certainly not established as a democracy. It is not. It's a republic, a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy in the most formal and strict meaning of the word. And our founding fathers didn't use that term, basically. So anyway, Sam goes on to talk about different types of rule, monarchies and oligarchies and democracies and other things like that. It's a thoughtful presentation that I'm sure a lot of people are interested in government. There ought to be more people interested in government, frankly, so that people could actually understand how we are governed. But you can check it out. Help yourself to this posting that we have at Good Day Networks. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Wine in a box? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Technically, it's in a bag in a box, a plastic bladder with an airtight valve. And boxed wine has been around for years, although you might not have recognized label brands until recently, as name vineyards have followed frugal shoppers who pay lots less for the equivalent of four bottles. How? Cardboard boxes and plastic bags are much less expensive packaging than glass bottles, which cost more to ship, production of which asks more of the environment, and which are breakable. And when you open a bottle of wine, the clock starts ticking. But boxed wine can last 4 to 6 weeks from the time you open the spigot on the front of the box, which sits on a refrigerator shelf. Cheers! How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks on the blog at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today. So how does that figure in to working with Calitrin?
You know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plans. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. And it's safe, too, even if you're on medication.
So as we begin the year, what do we have for the month of January that helps to encourage people to participate?
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there, too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free.
Elizabeth Miller from Top Loss from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is stopping in on primary voters in New Hampshire as they cast votes in that state's first-in-the-nation presidential primary election. Trump has maintained a strong lead in the most recent polls.
Nobody gets crowds like this. They want to see our country be great again. It's very simple.
It's a two-person race in New Hampshire between Trump and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Most of the recently dropped-out candidates have lined up behind Trump to receive the GOP nomination. Freezing rain and snow are expected to cause travel headaches across the central U.S. through Wednesday. The National Weather Service warning of possible icy roads and power outages from the Midwest to the Northeast. So far, roughly 11,000 utility customers are reported to be without power in Texas. No other widespread power outages were reported as of late Tuesday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
I know it's going to be a good day.
No, I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hello, my name is Graham Stephens this year. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
One of the great stars when movies were movies and men were men and all of that stuff and girls were girls, women were women. I think that Clark Gable would go down along with John Wayne, Henry Fonda. I think of some of the great actors and actresses. I think of Joanne Drew. It's different today, as most of the things that are reality-based. It's different than it used to be. That's certainly one of the great movie clips. That movie came out. It was directed by the same director who did Gone with the Wind. That's Gone with the Wind. Yellow Brick Road. The Wizard of Oz. Same director, yeah. Pretty interesting. All right, we're on the good day path to a good day. I'm Doug Steffen here on the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, focusing on what makes you better. I have a great example of this. On Sunday, I was invited to attend an event, and there's a picture of me that I posted, a couple of pictures, Jay, which you probably saw, and hopefully people did if they follow my own. If you go to facebook.com/Doug Steffen, I post pictures of my family when we're doing things that are fun together or things. And I posted a picture of me with Maria Trilogy at an event that I attended with her on Sunday. And as I think about her and what a great motivator she is and how many great motivators there are, I think we all, your father is a great motivator for me, Jay, because he is, in essence, my coach. Maria is a personal coach. Her father's a business coach. But we all need, I think, coaches. And the example that I'm giving you now came about as a reality. I took a Lyft car from Santa Monica down to this event in San Pedro on Sunday because I had to get back to the airport to catch a plane. And I couldn't drive my car and get back. So it's a whole long thing. So I had the same Lyft driver both ways. His name was Alfonso. And he was one of the great lessons, if you will, of the modern era for me. Because here's a guy that was born in Mexico, came to this country, he's done all kinds of things. He decided he wanted to be a Lyft driver because he liked having a personal contact with people. His car was immaculate, clean, you could eat off the floor. His presence was impeccable. He was, as you would like to think, he was dressed for the occasion. He wasn't dressed in a tuxedo, but he was neat and clean, and he liked to chat about stuff. And I felt like chatting myself. Sometimes, you get into the cars and you don't feel like chatting. It's like on a plane. I had a couple of really good...
Isn't that an option you can pick when you get a car now?
Yeah, talk or not talk.
You want a silent ride? Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, silent ride. Yep, you can choose that. Anyway, as usual, I had to have my son teach me how to use the Lyft because he's always in the past gotten the Lyfts for me. So I have the app, but I didn't use it. I find Lyft to be, by the way, with my experience anyway, much better than Uber is. Hey, Uber used to be, well, it was by itself, but it was a great, and then they let it go to pot. And so the Lyft people, maybe they're not, I'm sure there's some great Lyft, Lyft drivers, but Uber drivers as well. But this one guy, he showed me what the stuff is of being an American. Even though he wasn't born here, he was the kind of immigrant that we want to have. And I say that fully understanding that there are, the people that want to have people just come to our country. Most people have washed themselves of that by this point. But this guy really, he decided to take the best route, and he has made a little business for himself. He treats, I'm sure, all of his customers. He wanted to come back and get me, so he did. It's very unusual when you ask for a lift, you get the same person twice in a row, but I did get this guy twice. And we learned about his family, and he has no education. He got out of school when he was 15, went to work for his father's. His father had come up here from Mexico, since has gone back to Mexico because his mother didn't like living here. But he stayed, his brother stayed, his brother's a contractor in North Carolina. He stayed in Los Angeles and has become, in essence, a cabbie, what we call a cabbie. And he said something to me that I thought was very interesting. And I've seen this sort of thing reflected in some posts here and there. He says, you can choose to be a duck or an eagle. Right? You get up in the morning, and if you're thinking, this is going to be a lousy day, you won't disappoint yourself, but you'll create with thoughts or things. He got that. That's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
And he says, don't be a, right. He said, don't be a duck, be an eagle. Ducks quack and complain. Eagles soar above the crowd. And that just hit me the right way, because eagles do soar. And that's why I think it's a great symbol for America. And this guy has become a very good American. He says, I've doubled my income because of the way that I, at first he said I didn't pay as much attention to the car and how I looked, how I treated people, but now I do. And so his income has doubled, and it's because he's decided to not be a duck, but to be an eagle. And I thought that was kind of cool. So soaring like an eagle. And that's what we like to see, I think, with as many good contributing Americans as we... I know I sound... Do I sound a little old school?
No. It all makes sense. And yeah. Also, an added thing is that presence matters. He, as soon as he started taking care of the appearance of his vehicle and himself, he started making more money.
Yeah. Right. There you go. All right. The proclamation from the government is that Iran is directly involved in all these ship attacks. The Navy's Middle East chief says that Iran is in charge, basically, of the ship. They're directly involved. I don't think this is news. I think we realize that Iran is stirring the pot all over the Middle East. They're attacking here, there, and everywhere. And like it or not, getting away from the actual events that are taking place, I'm with the people who have put it back on the Biden administration, sending the money, making it easier, trying to cajole Iran. There's no cajoling them, or at least the Iranian people are great folks, and they're very accomplished. But the government of Iran, for whatever the reason, since the overthrow when the Shah was there, has been despotic. And the Ayatollah clearly has control of everything in central government. It's almost like a communist country, in a manner of speaking. So now they're trying to attack merchant shipping out in the Red Sea. The United Nations is involved. The Houthis, just like Hamas and Hezbollah. Why do they all start with H's? All these bad guy groups. You ever think about that? I wonder why that is. I just thought about that now.
I don't think I've
noticed that. Houthis, Hezbollah, right? The Hamas. Anyway, so if you go back to last November on Thanksgiving, these attacks on shipping through the waterways that go up into the Suez Canal have been taking place. There are dozens of them, and that's why our ships were sent into that area to protect the shipping that is being attacked by the Iranians and the Houthis. So I think, frankly, we are not... I was watching an old episode of The West Wing Sunday morning when I woke up. I woke up early, and so I just turned on Netflix, or was it Netflix? I don't know. I think it was HBO Max. And that was one of the greatest television programs, frankly, that I have ever seen. The West Wing was a great, not a good program, a great program. So well done. And one of the issues confronted was an attack on a U.S. plane by, you know, somebody similar. You know, obviously it was make-believe, but like the Houthis. And so Martin Sheen plays the president, and he orders an attack to wipe out he's a new president. A lot of the people in the armed forces thought he was soft, so he proved that he wasn't in his response to the shooting down of this plane. And so I look at these things that are going on over there now, and there's a metaphor for that, from that television show to this circumstance. We have measured, we're applying measured response, which is great. I think sometimes your father's very good at guiding me. When I go off on the deep end, Jay, I want to sink all the ships in the sea. He says, no, let's not do it that way. And so in this circumstance, I don't know what I think about Biden's response. I don't know whether I think that, you know, it's better to respond to each individual thing by attacking. But the other side of it is, you don't want to continue to have this stuff going on and on and on, because it affects the global economy. It could end up being a global confrontation.
Yeah.
And so I'm more for putting the Iranians in their place, however you define that. Anyway, you want to say, some of you have an overview of this. These attacks.
No, I think I kind of agree with you. You covered it beautifully. Even Daisy is shaking her head right now about it.
Is she? Okay.
It's one of those, it's a fine line where that is one of the concerns for a lot of people of a global confrontation, a.k.a. World War III.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't want that, but these people have got to be stopped in some way, shape, or form. They have to be stopped. Biden is getting some help from Republicans. The group is called Republicans Against Trump. I don't know if you and Jennifer talked about this. I can't imagine she would want to have this conversation because she's so enamored with Trump.
Are those people that Donald Trump would call rhinos if they are Republican against Trump? Would they be considered Republican in name only?
Yeah, well, in his name only. But there are a bunch of Republicans, actually former Trump administration officials, who are outright saying that they would vote for President Biden or for Robert F. Kennedy over Donald Trump in a general election. So what we're seeing, the news media, of course, playing into the hands of the robotic thinkers in both parties. They're trying to trump up, if you'll pardon the pun, a confrontation between Biden and Trump again. But the wild card is Robert F. Kennedy. And so none of the polls really, because the primaries don't involve Kennedy. They involve Trump and they involve Biden, or they involve Republicans, they involve Democrats. But both parties are trying. The one thing they agree on is that they don't want Kennedy to be a part of this race, because he basically will decide who wins. His candidacy decides who wins. If he's not there, it could be a toss-up, because this is probably, at least in recent history, if you go back to the history of Americana and our elections, there have been times like when Ulysses S. Grant ran, he was not popular at all, and they were looking for anybody but him. But in the modern era, Trump has brought up more of that than anybody else. So it's going to be very interesting to see. We keep talking about just Republicans and Democrats without focusing on the other parties, if you will, who are running. So that may be a mistake. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Time now on the Good Day program. I keep sneezing. Jack, you're bringing out the best in my sneezes.
I have done more sneezing lately. We didn't talk about this. Yesterday I was in Jack's office in Salt Lake City at his clinic. Jack is one of the masters of understanding the body, the human body, how it works. He is one of my great friends, and we enjoy each other's company a lot. We talk about everything in our lives, and then we get down to the business of what's going on in my body. Everybody should do, and I say this lovingly, not as a judgment thing, but you ought to know what's going on in your body. And Jack, both Jack and Ken help me, and that's why I talk about these things on the air. I give up, as Jack and Ken would say, my HIPAA rights, because I think talking about what went on is helpful so that people get the idea of what goes on in a good physical. So I spent about 4 hours plus with you yesterday in your clinic and had a number of different, there were three distinct things that go on when we have a sort of a tune-up or a checkup with you. One of them is because you're a NUCCA chiropractor, the upper cervical spine gets examined. You took x-rays of me. We always laugh. So Jack takes great pride, Jay, in getting out. My neck is a mess. I don't have any discs in my neck. It's all over the place. And so he had an x-ray of somebody with a perfect neck, and he said, he held it up like a kid. See, this is what a good neck looks like.
There you go. This is not you.
Yeah, no, this is not me. Yeah, decidedly not me. So anyway, explain to folks what a NUCCA chiropractor does and how that impacted my treatment with you yesterday.
Well, NUCCA focuses on the upper cervical spine, meaning the upper neck. And the reason we focus on the upper neck is because everybody knows that we have discs. Discs exist between the bones. They're not just shock absorbers. They actually grow into the bone above, and they grow into the bone below, and they glue the bones together. like the disc between C2 and C3 will glue those two bones together. So no matter what direction you turn your head, the whole spine moves as a unit because they're all stuck together with discs. The thing that I address is the fact that there is no disc between the top two bones of the neck. Between C1 and C2, there is no disc, which is what allows you the range of motion, turning your head right and left without the rest of the spine engaging. Now, that comes at a cost. It's a very weak, floppy joint. And the right impact at the right time, it could be the birth process, if it was a difficult birth, playground experiences growing up, trampolines, cheer, drill, football, basketball, all the contact sports, horses, four-wheelers, will pound us occasionally here and there, without a severe one, of course. And that dislodges the balance point between those top two bones and the head. And as the head begins to tip on top of the neck, muscles will tighten up throughout the entire spine, down into the legs, down towards your feet, in order to try to keep the spine upright against gravity. Some people have lived their whole life like that, right. But other people, it starts to hurt after a while, especially anywhere along the spine, especially the low back.
Especially somebody as active as I am, it's going to take its toll. So there are various adjustments that you can make. There's only so much, though, that you can do. Jack is always telling me he's amazed I can even move my neck because there's nothing there to allow it.
You have no discs.
I don't have any
discs. Your discs are shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then there's
how functional the body still is. The body is incredible in its ability to try to stabilize and recover itself even after serious injury.
Yeah. So anyway, also as part of the process, Jack has a heart monitor machine that looks at the beats of your heart and how the lub-dub works. And you can hear the beat of your heart. It's really pretty amazing.
Well, it was developed about the same time as the EKG, but the EKG is using electrical signals. This is using an accelerometer. This little accelerometer sits over top of your heart valves. You don't have to disrobe or anything. We can do it right through clothing. And it measures the actual strength impact of the heart contraction.
Yep.
Then
there's the device that tells you what's going on with all of your systems, your organs and your lymph nodes and stuff like that. And as you said, I'm thankful that things seem to be even better. I've always been. I wonder if having the flu the couple of times that you and I were talking about it, whether that helped me clean out my system. You think?
Yes. Yeah. I think an awful lot of the time when we think we're sick, it's nothing more than just the body going through a regular cleanse. Chinese medicine has recognized this for thousands of years. Two or three times a year, the body wants to clean itself out. We think we're sick. It's just a detox.
All right, Jack Stockwell, with an overview of yours truly, here on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.